You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The FWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Hello all, welcome along to the latest edition of the Football Writers Association podcast here with William Hill. Good to have you with us ahead of the Premier League weekend. Dave Kellner here in the studio. And as ever, we are joined by one of the top journalists in the country to preview these games. And this week, no different, we have the chairman of the FWA, Paddy Barclay, on the line right now. First of all, good afternoon to you, Paddy.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed, thanks. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Some tremendous fixtures. We're on a bit of a run of potentially momentous, even at this early stage. You know, games that can affect the destination of the title.
We start off with one of those very games, Paddy, because we've got Manchester City versus Chelsea at the Etihad on Saturday lunchtime, 12:30 kickoff. Latest odds here with William Hill: Man City 23-20, the draw 12-5, with Chelsea 13-5. Loads of enhanced odds offers on the website as well. I'll spin you through a couple of them. Yaya Toure to score and Man City to win was 3-1, and now 4-1. And Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win was 19-5, now 5-1. Paddy, the FWA live event was held at Stamford Bridge last week. And I suppose, Paddy, it's the perfect time to visit Stamford Bridge and interact with those fans at the moment, because Chelsea have been superb.
It was brilliant. I must say, they were a good humoured bunch. It was a great one, actually. It's the first one we've done in London, and it was a pleasure to have the hospitality at Stamford Bridge. And it was a great turnout. I mean, it must have been, you know, the place was just about packed. And as you say, they were in a pretty good mood. They're really pleased with Antonio Conte's management. Astonished, I think most of the panel were saying that they're surprised at how much Conte's done in a relatively short time. And mind you, I think at least two of the panelists, particularly Gianfranco Zola, I mean, could have said anything and he'd have got a round of applause. He's so popular. there, and also another Chelsea legend, Paul Elliott, was there, and also went down very well, along with John Cross and myself. Perhaps not quite reaching the popularity levels of the other two, but we did our best. I managed to get a cheap round of applause by tipping Chelsea for the title, so I think I was okay after that.
They have won 7 league games in a row now, Paddy, and this is a real test for Chelsea away at Manchester City. But you mentioned Antonio Conte and how pleased Chelsea fans have been with his introduction as manager. Pep Guardiola it looked like it was going to be instantaneous, his success there at Manchester City. But recently things haven't gone maybe as he desired or expected. Taking a little bit of time to understand his ethos, perhaps?
Yes. I mean, the same on the face of it should apply to Conte. I mean, he's changed the formation of the team to the sort of 3-4-3 that he was so successful with in Italy, in the Italian league, and with the Italian national team. That's what I meant by being surprised that he's done, you know, such a revolution so quickly. But it really does seem to be working. Not only. You know, this terrific run of results, but some real spankings in among those, you know, including one with Manchester United. But this will be, I think, for that reason, you know, the pressure, there will be real pressure under on Guardiola and Manchester City to perform and actually to win against what, in my opinion, is the best team in the country at the moment. Just ahead of Liverpool, I would rate Chelsea as the best team in the country. Basically, if they keep playing like this, they'll win the league. I'm convinced of that. That's a big if, and I mean, Manchester City is away a hell of a test. So I think it'll be a great match, and you know, obviously different styles, but I just can't see this being anything other than an absolute cracker.
Do you think Chelsea will win?
Yes, I fancy them to beat anybody at the moment. I just think they have to play as they can. I mean, the system is brilliant. I mean, they play with a genuine three at the back. It doesn't quickly, you know, turn into five, you know, as soon as they're under pressure. It was Zola, actually, at the FWA Live at the Bridge, who was pointing out how disciplined they are in that the wing backs, Victor Moses and Alonso, are very disciplined. They stay up the field. They don't come back and be negative. You know, they're always looking to get forward, both of them. And that, of course, puts a big onus on the defenders to defend, but they're doing it, you know. I just think that if Chelsea turn up and play as they have been, I don't think there's a team in the country that can live with them, and that includes Man City.
Chelsea 13-5 to win the game. Just one quick word on Eden Hazard as well, Paddy, because he's returned to form this season.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing. And many people will think, well, why wasn't he doing that last year, Paddy?
Yep. Yeah, I think you could say that about a few Chelsea players. They look men transformed, you know, to a lesser extent, Matic. Diego, in a way, he's performing, and with he's still got that edge to him, you know. But he is in his undisciplined way. He's a bit more disciplined, if you see what I mean. He's not annoying the referees. He's playing them a bit more cleverly this season, it seems to me. I mean, having said that, I've probably jinxed him now. He'll get sent off for dissent or something. But I think that. All in all, they're all playing as if they're enjoying themselves, Chelsea. But of course, Eden Hazard would be the outstanding one. And as you say, he was probably one of the most castigated players last year, amid speculation that his heart lay in Spain rather than at the Bridge. But now, you know, if you were looking for early candidates for FWA Footballer of the Year, the title could go back to him. Of course, there's a long, long way to go. But as I say, if you're looking for early candidates, he and Diego would be among them.
Chelsea to win the early kickoff on Saturday, then 13-5 here with William Hill. West Ham versus Arsenal is the tea time fixture, 5:30 kickoff, and West Ham are 19-5 to win this game. The draw 14-5 with Arsenal odds on at 3-4. West Ham did well against Arsenal last season. They won one. And drew one against the Gunners in the league. However, they are now without a win in five. And the pressure on Slaven Bilic is considerable at the moment, because they aren't playing with that same sort of verve as they were last season.
No, it's a bit reminiscent of Chelsea, because West Ham, as you point out, they didn't lose to Arsenal in the league last season. And they were a different team last year. The playing strength hasn't been diluted. I mean, they're still. I mean, on paper, they look a tremendous side. They look a top eight side to me. And I saw them play at Tottenham about 10 days ago, nearly 2 weeks ago, and they were the better side. Although they lost the two late goals, but there's obviously something wrong there in the players' eyes. In the village doesn't seem to be getting through to the players, and it is really perturbing for a club for whom everything seemed to be going so well before the move to the Olympic Stadium, the London Stadium. So, I mean, in a way, it's like a donkey derby, this one, because Arsenal were booed off after the EFL Cup defeat in midweek by Southampton reserves, Arsenal reserves and Southampton reserves to an extent. But so the Arsenal have got something to prove, but I think those odds make sense to me, because Arsenal will be able to completely change their team. They did dilute very, very heavily for the EPL Cup game, and they'll obviously have the big stars like Sanchez, Ozil, and so on back for the visit to West Ham, and they'll find it. Well, it's a dream, really, playing away to a team who are not popular or who are testing the patience of their own supporters. So I rather agree that Arsenal are the very, very strong favourites to win this one. In fact, I'll tip them.
Arsenal 3-4 to win that game. Bournemouth versus Liverpool is next. This is Sunday 1:30. Bournemouth 4-1 to win the match. The draw is 14-5 with Liverpool 8-11. The enhanced odds, Joshua King to score and Bournemouth to win, was 7-1, enhanced to 9-1, and Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 2-1, and it's now 3-1. They will need Sadio Mane to perform, Liverpool, because for the first time under Jurgen Klopp, they're going through something of a, not an injury crisis, but they've got key personnel out, with Adam Lallana still out and Philip Coutinho getting injured last weekend. Coutinho will be a huge loss for them, Paddy, because he has been influential. Superb Coutinho, one of the stars of the Premier League this season.
Oh, I completely agree with you there. Even in a consistently good Liverpool side in which everybody's really, everybody's chipping in. I mean, the defence gets criticised, but they don't lose that many goals. And as you rightly say, well, to lose Coutinho is bad enough. But of course, your normal reaction would be if you lost Coutinho for a few weeks, no problem. We've got Adam Lallana, who's able to do similar things creatively. But of course, he's with him out as well. That means that, perhaps a change of role for Firmino. And even more reliant on Mane for goals. I still think they can do it. I think that when you have a team that's as attuned to each other as Liverpool have been this season, you could draw a comparison with Chelsea. The two teams play at high intensity and with great mutual. So they're always supporting each other. You know, I think Liverpool are classics about supporting. You never walk alone. You never run alone in this Liverpool team of Jurgen Klopp. So, it looks like another away win to me, because I do think that Liverpool are capable of coping with these injuries, even against what is a very good Bournemouth side. I mean, I think even in, they still, for me, are definitely not one of the three that will go down, Bournemouth, but I just can't tip anybody against this Liverpool team. They're like an irresistible force under Jurgen Klopp, who's really done such a magnificent job in knitting together not only the team, but he's knitted the team together with the support, which is a great manager. When you talk about the great, 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 great managers of all time, they're able to do that. They're able to blend the club together. And Klopp's done that fantastically well. So, I do think that Liverpool will beat poor old Bournemouth, but Bournemouth will push them.
Before Gareth Southgate was appointed as England manager, a lot of the talk was about Eddie Howe as a future England boss and possibly heir apparent when Arsene Wenger eventually hangs up his boots as Arsenal manager. Is that talk premature, in your opinion, Paddy?
A little bit. But you know it's reasonable. It's not the daftest thing, because I mean the only question mark against Eddie would be in terms of football, in terms of performance, ability to get a performance. You just can't fault him. But the only thing was that he did have that spell when he went. You wonder if Eddie and Bournemouth are sort of a marriage made in heaven, and that he wouldn't be so good. Elsewhere, he did have that rather troubled spell at Burnley. That would be the only, question mark that would exist, because he believes in a good style of football, and it's an exciting style of football, and he gets the players to play. You know, he gets a performance out of them week in, week out, whether they win or lose. In my opinion, I can't remember seeing them play really badly. Not going forward anyway. So, it's just that I feel, I think they're going to be beaten this weekend. That's all. Mm-hmm. But Eddie Howe is a terrific manager and a very attractive personality as well. You know, he's clearly a good guy, and I'm not surprised that he gets mentioned. I'm sure if Pochettino moved on from Tottenham, for example, you know that Eddie Howe would immediately come into the frame. There's nothing you can do to stop that. While Bournemouth have a 12,000 stadium and a 52,000 team that's worth showing to 52,000, but the scale of the club's going to make it inevitable that he's linked with every single job from the England I was going to say from the England job downwards, he'd probably say from the England job upwards. But yeah, he's a good manager, and I love watching his teams.
8-11 Liverpool to beat Bournemouth on Sunday at 1:30. The 4 p.m. kickoff is Everton versus Manchester United from Goodison. And yep. Everton are 11-4 to win this game. The draw 12-5 with Manchester United 11-10. Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score, Manchester United to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 11-2. Now 6-1. Paddy, Manchester United won midweek against West Ham 4-1, finally converting some of the chances they've been. They've had loads of chances, not converted them in recent weeks. Was it significant that Paul Pogba wasn't in that Manchester United team midweek?
Going to be very interesting to see what the team is at Goodison for precisely that reason. I think it's probably a little early in his return to Manchester United to be making such a difficult call as for even Mourinho to make a call like that. I think he's got to keep Pogba's head up. I mean, on merit, it'd be difficult to pick him, frankly. He's been very ordinary in just about every match. But yeah, my guess is that he'll slip back into the side. It did look good for Manchester United. I know West Ham keep losing, but to beat them 4 is quite something. Martial's return to form was very, very welcome. 2 goals for him. Zlatan, well, he's just been terrific in his first season in England, and another couple for him. But maybe the key performance was Henrik Mkhitaryan, who really looked to the player he was at Dortmund. Creative. I mean, for me, he was the man of the match. He was creative. He's shredding those little balls. He's the first name on the team sheet, I would have thought, for Goodison. And we'll see if United can string 2 results together, because that's what they've not been good at. And I think they'll struggle. I just think Everton have got to get back to winning form sooner or later. I mean, people forget what a wonderful start they had. I mean, they were looking certainly top 4 candidates at the very least. And then they lost in the EFL Cup at home to Norwich, and just tinkering around with that team. They've not recovered since. I think they're going to recover sooner or later. And I've got my BDI on that very nice enhanced odds for Lukaku and Everton. Don't ask me to give you detailed analysis of why I think Everton are going to shade it, apart from the fact that United tend to blow hot and cold, and that Everton have got to come back later. But that's my feeling about this game. I just think it's going to turn for Everton, and obviously, if it turns for Everton, a Lukaku goal is likely to be a feature of that. So I'm rather attracted by that little bet.
A Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 4-1. Now 5-1.
Yes, I like that. I like the sound of that very much.
Paddy, just before we leave this game, a couple of questions. Do you think it makes it easier on Mourinho that Wayne Rooney is suspended for the weekend? That leaves the space open for Paul Pogba to slot back in.
You took the very words out of my mouth. I think that sort of makes it a no-brainer. Rooney, obviously, the pressure to pick Rooney for that game, given, you know, the fairy tale that would have been of Rooney getting the all-time Manchester United scoring record at his boyhood spiritual home of Goodison Park, would have been quite something. But it ain't going to happen. And Rooney will have to do it another time if he's going to do it. I think it's a pretty safe bet that he will.
Yeah.
I don't know what odds you're giving against him failing.
I don't think there's any price on that, Paddy.
Not surprised to hear it, Dave. But it as you say, makes it easy. Pogba back in, but a very tough game if Everton find their form back. And I just have a hunch that they'll surge back. But what you know is obviously one of the most attractive games at Goodison in every season, regardless of who the manager is.
And the other question, Paddy, I was going to ask you is, can you pinpoint what's happened with Everton? Because as you mentioned, made a terrific start to the season under Ronald Koeman, won four of their first five. Since then, only won one of their last eight, Everton under Koeman. What's gone wrong?
A couple of players creaking. I mean, the age doesn't matter when you're doing well, but I suppose people are now looking at the team and counting the number of over 30s. I think there were five in the last game, including Phil Jagielka, who's had a poor season by the consistently competent standards that he's set in his years. I don't know how many. It must be a decade at Goodison Park since he came from Sheffield United. So Jagielka, certainly that Jagielka-Stones partnership, the breaking up of it when Stones went to Man City, doesn't seem to have done Jagielka any favours. And while my colleagues in the punditry industry keep going on and on about the occasional mistakes that Stones is making in his youth at Manchester City, I think it's probably fair to say that that dear old Phil's making even more back at Goodison. So I think he's having a tough time, but he's a good pro, and if he stays in the side, then I'm sure he'll give them a leader's performance on Sunday.
And we finish the weekend with Monday night football, Middlesbrough versus Hull. Middlesbrough odds on, slight odds on to win this, 4-5. The draw 5-2. Hull are 4-1. I quite like what Aitor Karanka's doing with this Middlesbrough side. They're very difficult to break down, aren't they, Middlesbrough? And we've seen some good performances away at Manchester City, away at Arsenal, away at Leicester. Picked up points in all those games. In fact, the only team that's beaten them recently is Chelsea. And as you've mentioned, they are the informed side in the Premier League.
Yeah, what was the Chelsea score? Remind me of that.
1-0 they were beaten at home by Chelsea.
Yeah, you see that? I thought it was a close one. And I mean, when you think that Chelsea have beaten Everton by five, Man United by four, you know, they've handed out some real poundings. But nobody pounds Middlesbrough, you know? They are so well organised, Dave. I agree with you completely. And I think they have been. They took 2 years to get out of the Championship. And during that time, they've become very much attuned to Aitor Karanka's methods. He's a bright young manager. I don't know if there have been too many performances that have been turned into videos and bought by neutrals all over the world, but they're not boring either. They're not one of the most exciting teams in the league. No point in pretending they are. But then they're not the most boring either. And I think that they've made a very, very good start to the campaign. And I do think that they'll be have too much for a Hull team who at least have to Mickey Phelan's boys, that they got a nice boost with getting the scraping past Newcastle into the final of the EFL Cup in midweek. So there'll be a bit of an upbeat feel. They'll travel with a bit of more of an upbeat feel than usual. But no, you can't make out a case for them beating this very consistent and admirable Middlesbrough side.
Very good. Thank you, Paddy. We've been through the five matches this weekend. Thank you for your company, Paddy.
It's a pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. If you want to follow Paddy on Twitter, you can do. At Paddy Barkley is Paddy's Twitter account. You can follow myself at D. Kellner. Do check out all William Hill's podcasts at audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. Check us out on iTunes as well. And we'll be back with more chat on the FWA podcast next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you're having a bet this weekend, do it here with William Hill. And the very best of luck.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.